Donald Trump can't stop lying about the response to Hurricane Helene, and it's causing problems for FEMA.
FEMA's administrator continues to push back against false claims about the agency's response to Hurricane Helene. At a campaign stop recently in Michigan, former President Donald Trump said Vice President Kamala Harris spent all her FEMA money to house illegal migrants,
including $1 billion for gift cards for illegal aliens and putting them up in luxury hotels.
At the White House, Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says,
"The fact is, no money is being diverted from response needs."
FEMA's Deanne Criswell says this kind of talk is demoralizing and it's setting off more disinformation.
"I've heard rumors that if you take our $750 and don't pay it back, we're going to take your home. Absolutely false."
FEMA has dedicated part of its website to providing accurate information to questions and addressing rumors on its response to Helene. I'm Ed Donahue.
Well, it's not just FEMA. The White House has had enough, too.
While yet another major hurricane poses a threat to Florida, the rhetoric on the presidential campaign trail is heating up about the aftermath of Hurricane Helene. Former President Donald Trump has made a series of false claims, including saying incorrectly that the federal government is intentionally withholding aid to Republican disaster victims. Trump knocked the administration during a Miami event commemorating the October 7th attacks.
"The response has been very weak, unbelievably weak. Nobody's ever seen such a weak response, so we have to get a strong response."
Earlier, the vice president said Trump is deliberately spreading falsehoods for political gain.
"It's extraordinarily irresponsible. It's about him. It's not about you."
Helene has killed more than 220 people in six states, and Hurricane Milton is on a path toward Florida's Gulf Coast. I'm Norman Hall.
So amid all the lies and misinformation campaigns, Hurricane Milton is barreling down toward Florida.
Hurricane Milton has been downgraded to a Category 4 storm after becoming a Category 5 on Monday. But forecasters warn that the storm still poses an extremely dangerous threat to Florida. On Monday, Vice President Kamala Harris urged residents to heed the warnings.
"I know a lot of folks out there have survived these hurricanes before. This one is going to be very, very serious. And I urge you to please just grab whatever you need. Listen to the orders you're getting from your local officials. They know what they're telling you, and they know what Milton is about to be."
Almost all of Florida's west coast is under a hurricane warning. Milton could come ashore on Wednesday in the Tampa Bay region, which has not experienced a direct hit by a major hurricane in more than a century. Scientists do expect Milton to weaken slightly before landfall. I'm Donna Water.
So let's try to get an explanation for this. And as I've said many times, if you're voting for Trump, then vote for Trump. You're an American. You have a right to do that. But what I don't understand is the justification Americans have for the lies, the blatant, outright lies. So if any of you have a good explanation, now don't sidetrack and don't say, "Yeah, well, Biden does this or Harris does this." No, I don't want to play the game, you know, whataboutism. I don't want to get into that. So if you have a specific understanding of why these blatant lies are accepted, I'd love to hear from you. Whether you call into the show or send us a text, I would love to hear the explanation for why the lies are accepted. Because it's sickening to watch Trump as a presidential candidate, and I would say this of any presidential candidate, make total false claims, like these claims about FEMA. None of this is true. And he doesn't have any information to back it up and would not give any information to back it up. Now, this is not fear-mongering. This is not hate-mongering. I'm not saying anything hateful about Donald Trump. I'm simply asking, why is Donald Trump blatantly lying, and why are people prone to accept the lies? Now, again, no sidetracking. I want you to be specific about responding to that. Does anybody have an answer to that? I think it's because people just want to support the candidate blindly, and they don't care about the truth. They only care about what the candidate says, and whatever the candidate says, they will support that. And there are people on the left that will do that with Kamala Harris and Joe Biden. But nothing is as blatant as these lies, and it's one after another. You know, it was the pets, the Haitians eating the pets in Springfield, Ohio. And now it's FEMA doesn't have any money, and the government is withholding money from Republicans. I mean, that's not happening. And FEMA is, again, is giving money to illegal immigrants. That's a great story, but it's not true. It's a great story to rally people, but it's not true. So why do people believe that? The Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870. And if you've never called the show before, if you've never called a show before, I hope this will be the first show you call. You can be a first-time caller. And it's just, you know, it's just a way to express your opinion. And I would encourage you to, if you have an opinion, if you have thoughts on this, don't feel like you need to be a veteran talk show caller. Man, you can, this is the first time you call a show, that's okay. So we'd love to hear from you. All right, right now, let's go to Ian with some of your text messages.
Here's a text message that says, Scoot, stop listening to mainstream media and actually go look up credible sources on the money given to illegals through FEMA. Such a shame. It's not false.
Well, it is false. It doesn't mean that there are not situations where FEMA may have given funds to illegals, but they're not transferring money from hurricane relief to give to illegals. So, and again, I question you, what are your sources? Because a lot of people live in an echo chamber where all they do is hear what they are saying themselves. They're hearing what the candidate says. It's just it's a big echo chamber, and they're not reaching out beyond that. So, you know, what are those sources that say that it is happening?
Yeah, if your source is, you know, UnclePatriot.biz or something, or it's a Twitter account with a guy in sunglasses sitting in the cab of his truck with an American flag avatar, you know, maybe that person is repeating the truth, but I wouldn't just put all my eggs in that basket, you know, especially when all the other institutions that have, you know, journalists working at them who have, you know, access to the people in the government that actually know these things. If they're all saying one thing, but UnclePatriot.biz is saying another thing, I'm not going to go with Uncle Patriot. Just saying.
Well, and also, you know, let's remember that a lot of these bogus sites could be run by Russians.
Absolutely.
Because they're trying to create division. So they're trying to give you information through these websites and through these social media sites. They're trying to give Americans information that gets them angry, that gives them information to battle the other side. But the information's not true. It's not even coming from Americans.
To this texter, I don't know. All they wrote is what I've already read, so I can't guess. But they say, actually, go look credible sources on the money given to illegals through FEMA. Like, if you don't understand that FEMA has a responsibility to spend certain dollars for migrants, and then a certain responsibility to spend other dollars for disaster relief, and you think that those are the exact same thing, so you're calling Scoot a liar. Just because you don't understand it doesn't mean it's a conspiracy theory. Everything's a conspiracy theory if you're an idiot. Not calling you an idiot, Texter, but just as a general rule, you know, people like that without critical thinking skills, you know, just see conspiracies everywhere.